the first one.
草地. Good morning, kids. So I remember I asked you one question in June. Okay, where will you go after you die? Okay, so you give me a very good answer. The answer is behind the screen. Okay. 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 So, let's see. Okay. So the answer is those who are in Christ will go to heaven. Okay, so this is. Now I ask you the next question. Then what will happen? After you go to heaven, then what will happen? Do you know what will happen? Okay. You will praise God. Okay, before you praise God, okay, actually there are some major things happen. This is what the Bible tells us in Corinthians. So let the whole church read it together. Okay? We are confident, I say, that we prefer to be away from the body and at home with the Lord. So we make it our goal to please Him, whether we are at home in the body or away from it. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each of us may receive what is due us for the things done while in body, whether good or bad. So this is what Paul said. Okay, Apostle Paul said. He said, okay, so he's comparing two things. Continue to live in this world or away from the body, which means he is died. He died, okay? So this is something that will happen after he died here. Paul is sure he will be at home with the Lord. That means he will go to heaven. But after he go to heaven, something happened. He said, okay, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. So this is the first thing, okay, when you die, you go to heaven, then what will be the next things happen? You will face the judgment seat of Christ. So I want to tell you, okay, what is this? Okay, so I want you to tell. I bet, okay, your parents may not know the answer. Okay, so if you pay attention, you will be better than your parents, okay? So this passage tells us, okay, for Christians who believe in Jesus, he will go to heaven because the first thing Paul said, okay, he will be at home with the Lord. So the judgment seat of of Christ is not about a judgment whether you go to hell or you go to heaven, right? Because Paul already said, okay, he will go to home with the Lord. So he's for sure going to the heaven. Okay, so that's the first thing. So what is the judgment seat of Christ? Okay, it is in Greek, okay, you know the New Testament is written in Greek. It's also called the Bema seat. So you know what is famous about the Greek culture? Olympic, okay, don't tell me it's the Greek yogurt or those kind of things, okay. It's the Olympic, okay. Anybody, have watched Olympic? Okay, at the end of the race, okay, what will happen? What will happen to those winners? You got a reward. Okay, this is what happened. Okay, the judge will sit on a platform. Okay, the platform, this is what they call it, the Bema seat. And then the winner will come up, and then the judge will present what they call a laurel wreath. Okay, which is a crown. Okay, so made of the olive tree leaves, okay? So it is a reward. So the judgment seat of Christ is about reward. And if you continue to read that passage, it said, okay, we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. That means if you are a Christian, you will go through this judgment. Jesus will present reward to you. But what is that reward based on? Okay, whether you will get a big reward or a small reward, okay, what is based on? This is clearly not based on grace. Okay, we know our salvation is based on grace. Grace is something that you have done nothing and people give it to you, right? Okay, the Bible clearly tell us that it is based on what we have done, okay, whether it is good or bad in this world. Okay, so this is what Paul reminds us. Okay, for Christian, after you die, you will face the judgment seat of Christ. It is not about going to heaven or hell, but it is about reward. And every Christian will go through this judgment. And then it is based on your work in this life. So if this is the case, what will you do it now? What will you do now? How would you make sure that you will earn a big reward when you go to heaven? So Paul reminded us, so he said, okay, so we make it our goal to please him whether we are at home in the body or away from him. So this is Paul's resolution. Okay, this is how he lived his life, to make sure that he will please God. So do you know how to please God? How would you please God? How would you please someone? Okay, listen to his word. Very good, right? When you listen to his word, then you will please him. You have to know that person in order to listen to his word. You have to know that person in order to know what he likes or what he hates. So that's the same thing that you should spend time to know God, so that you know what he wants you to do in your daily life. Okay. So I encourage you, it is the beginning of your school year. Some of them will start like go to a like middle school, or I don't know. Okay. It is totally different. So I encourage you, go into a new environment. You continue to think, okay, how can I please start in a new environment? So before I dismiss you, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you that you give salvation to us in Christ. It is based on your grace, but you also remind us, for all Christians, after we die, we will face the judgment seat of Christ. We will receive reward based on our work in this world. And I pray that all the children, as they start their new school year,